Boston, proper noun, capital city of Massachusetts, thought to be the center of New England.
Bastard, noun, a staunch person who happens to be correct most of the time.
Brigade, a team of people who band together for a good cause. This is a good cause? When did that happen? I thought we were having fun.
Yeah, fun and having a good cause at the same time.
That's a lie! Take it back!
Boston Bass Brigade, a group of friends who talk about entertainment, sports, and what's pissing them off. If they don't do it, who will? I know Oprah won't.
Oh.
She's too concerned with the vajayjay.
Oh! Vajayjay! Oh!
Woo! Poor Stedman still can't get any.
Oh. Poor bastard.
But I'd stay married to her for that money.
Not unless she puts you on the allowance of $5 a week.
Do you know what it is? They're married. She drops dead, you get it all.
You keep your pets on the side.
Listen, she might pull a Michael Jackson.
Oh.
No. Folks, we are the Kinky Bastards. Enjoy the show.
No, we are the Boston Bastard Brigade.
No, half of us are kinky.
Half of us
are vanilla.
Oh.
I give him kind of chocolate.
I'm fucking underground.
He's chocolate because he did.
I'm underground. Fuck you.
Alright, so he's chocolate with rainbow sprinkles.
Fucking head.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 9. Them Crooked Bastards.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston, we'll sing our love and play. For Boston, this way's not to play play. For hell of all the hearts are true and the towers are high to tell it over. For Boston, for Boston, to the echoes ring again.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I'm King Baby Duck.
I'm Blue Onyx.
I'm Shades of Black Flame.
I'm Andrew.
And remember, check us out on our website at bostonbastardbrigade.com. Look us up on iTunes by typing in Boston Bastard Brigade in the search engine.
Or Boston Bastard Brigade podcast. Shut up faster.
Good point. Our email address is thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. Send us some feedback and requests for topics and things to review. Please do not spam us. Otherwise, Shades is going to ram you in the ass.
Oh.
Hey, I will not ram you in the ass. I'll make you ram yourself in the ass. Don't ask how, it'll be excruciatingly painful.
It's called castration.
Is that called, casual penis?
That nice.
With a rusty saw.
No, rusty spoon. Hurts more, it's duller.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
How do you know this?
It was in a movie. Basic principles. The more dull something is, the more it hurts. When it's rusty, you get risk of tetanus as well as other things. And it starts flaking off, thus hurting even more.
So does that explain Stephen Wright's comedy career?
Oh. Yes. No, actually, Stephen Wright's comedy career, they took the rusty spoon, soaked it in lemon juice, dipped it in salt, then pulled out his balls with it.
Oh.
Beautiful. Sounds painful.
No wonder he's so depressed.
No wonder I can get my friends to listen to this podcast so easily.
Actually, the reason he's so depressed is the last girl he fucked was Kathy Griffin.
Oh! Yikes.
If I could actually take 2 seconds before... Between the insanity that I love so dearly, and the actually planned crap stuff we pretend to do...
Yeah. 1 second, 2 seconds, you're done. Alright, let's move on.
Screw you in the ear till your death.
Yo, shut up before I cut up your throat and fuck you in the hole.
Oh, alright, calm down.
I want to give a shout out to one of our fans and someone I'm hoping to get hooked on the podcast in short order. Hey Becky, how's it going? And hi Milsi.
And actually, I will shout out, I'm not going to use names because there's too many, but I want to shout out to all of our friends over in the United Kingdom, Italy, Greece, and Croatia. Yes, we have a fan in Croatia.
Nice. And Australia.
So you know what? We're actually spreading the world right now.
Spreading the world?
Yes.
That's right.
Hopefully our world is enveloping the physical world.
Hopefully it will take like wildfire.
Mm-hmm. It's like...
Hey, my last name is Blackfire for a reason.
Oh. Black Flame.
Whatever.
Black Flame.
Black Flame causes fire.
You can't have fire without a flame.
Exactly. What's wrong with you? Mm. All right, so moving on to the actual planned crap.
Okay.
What the hell are we talking about today, folks?
Let's first talk about music, because I think that's the one thing that we've got a lot to talk about.
What's music?
Shut up. You're an anvil. You're deaf.
No!
No, I'm kidding. I'm not deaf.
Well, I know. Blanc and I took a listen to the recent album from Arctic Monkeys, Humbug. That was mostly...
Sorry.
Cold monkeys. All right, go ahead.
Now, it was mostly produced by Josh Homme, who is the frontman for Queens of the Stone Age.
Hell yeah.
And I thought the sound was more raw, and in different areas, a bit polished here and there.
Hell, we even thought that one song where Josh Homme came in, punched out the singer, and sang the whole song himself.
Yeah, because you can definitely tell the difference between what is, between Josh's tracks and the ones done by the other guy.
Pretty much.
Now, the key tracks, I liked Crying Lightning. That was a song that we played on our No Borders No Race on our radio show. I think that was my favorite track from that album.
Yeah, it definitely was. It was a really good song.
Mm-hmm. And I think that is the one that sounds like Josh, you know, in one part.
Yeah.
Quit playing over there!
What?
Grab a smaller flab of skin.
Jesus. All right, just, you know what, just keep going.
Yeah. We're paying attention to us. We're weird.
Now, in my opinion, the album is more memorable than their first two CDs, but the opener, My Propeller, should have been worked on a bit more, because for me, personally, when it comes to albums, it's always the first track that gives off the main impression of the album, and for some reason, that first track just didn't do it for me.
Yeah, it just didn't hold, it didn't hold water too well. Yeah, all together, I was just sitting there listening to the song, music was great, it's easy to just relax to, and you know, do all the stuff you want. So what do you feel like on this kind of rating system here?
I would give it something like a 4.5, 4.6 for the album.
Out of 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, I give about 4.4, maybe. Just around that.
Mm-hmm.
I give it a 4.6, and I didn't even listen to it.
You whore. All right, well, anyways.
Hey, they paid me.
Yeah.
Now, you bought the new OTEP album.
Yeah, I bought the new OTEP album, and I'm going to have to write an article on it because it's just that damn good. It's really good, except for maybe the last couple songs. Well, there's actually a hidden song on there, but one of the songs is kind of towards, like, women dealing with either rape or otherwise a mother, you know, dealing with, you know, poverty or anything like that. And it was really, you know, it's a powerful piece of music that they put up, but with the hardcore stuff that they have, it was all good. I definitely have to give the album a 4.8 out of 5, easily, because it's just that good.
Awesome.
They were rocking the bass in my truck, and I didn't even have the bass turned all the way up.
He had it on the lowest level.
Yeah, and it was really crazy, so... What's next here?
I got the new album from Mono, Hymn to the Immortal Wind. It's the latest release from this Japanese instrumental rock band. It's produced by Steve Albini, who's worked with Nirvana, Iggy Pop and the Stooges, the Pixies, and Bush, to name a few.
Nice.
Now, the sound of Mono, it's very indescribable. It's one of those bands where you have to hear it to get a good idea on how it sounds. And the band is known for making songs that are like soundtracks to the greatest movies never made. You know, I'm one of those guys that's just hoping that some big-time movie director, maybe even some independent film director, will get wind of them and ask them to work on, like, the soundtrack to their movie.
Yeah, seeing that every movie director or some person who's making up the editing seems to put in every song that's been used in every other fucking film because they're trying to, you know, compete on, hey, this song was back from 98, but we've, you know, used it 20 billion times, and it's worked better in this movie, and then the next movie comes out, oh, works even better in this movie. So, I'm kind of getting sick of these same fucking songs showing up in the shit.
Absolutely. Now, every song on this album is a key track, and having a string section playing with the band on almost every track was a huge improvement. Keith Lockhart, do us all a favor and please do a concert with them. I gotta give this a perfect score. 5 out of 5. This is their best album yet. And for those who listen to my Top Japanese Albums podcast, I retract their one of the previous albums, Walking Cloud and Deep Red Sky, Flag Fluttered and Sunshine, and say, put this one in its place, only move it up to number 5 on my list.
On your list, yes. All right.
It was that good of an album.
Yeah, well, now you gotta get me a copy of it, damn it.
Yeah, same. Oh, hey, it's my turn.
Yes.
Woohoo! All right, I'm big into German, especially German metal. And the first group I was exposed to before I ever heard of Rammstein, which is probably the most famous, German metal band out there.
And by the way, they have a new album coming out in October. Their first single, Pussy, is due in 2 weeks. And I love being able to say pussy on a podcast show.
Pussy, pussy, sex, sex, pussy, pussy, sex, sex.
Ejaculation.
Vagina.
Your mother.
Okay.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
What, she has?
You haven't met...
He came out.
No, I didn't. I came out the side.
Anyways.
He was hatched.
Anyways. So the first band I was ever turned on to is called Eisbrecher. You can tell by listening to the music, specifically the lyrics and how they say words, that they're from closer to the Rhine, because their German has a much softer, more French-influenced sound to it.
Okay, so they're on the west side of Germany instead of east side?
Yeah.
Okay.
So from the wimpier side, huh? More likely to surrender?
No. They're not from French side. They're from close to French side. There's a difference.
Yeah, but
kicked the crap out of the people for surrender.
Yeah, but wasn't Hitler from that side? And we all know what he wound up doing.
Oh, anyways. Eisbrecher literally translates to icebreaker, which they use the theme of sail. They use a lot of nautical themes in their music. The lead singer is frequently dressed in navy clothing, and they have a lot of sailor terms such as ahoy, which, in case you couldn't figure out, is ahoy. And
what's ahoy mean?
Es wird kalt, which is it's getting cold. They use a lot of those kinds of lyrics in their songs. Their first album was titled Eisbrecher, and track 11, I believe it was, is Eisbrecher, the icebreaker. So, you know, how many times can you say Eisbrecher? Song Eisbrecher on the album Eisbrecher by the band Eisbrecher. Hey, this is their debut album.
Shouldn't they just say it's self-titled?
Sort of.
Okay, then.
But, no. They're part of the New Deutsche
Härte,
which is the new German hardness. It's a subgenre of metal. It's a form of German industrial metal which combines deep, clear vocals with distorted electric guitars, drums, keyboards, synthesizers, samplers, and sometimes drum machines. Two other bands that are in this subgenre are Oomph and Sphärm.
And I've actually been reading about Oomph. I was just reading about them yesterday.
Really? I haven't looked into them yet. I plan on it, though. And, of course, the most famous in this particular subgenre and the most effective with it is actually Rammstein. Which,
Rammstein.
If you listen to it, it makes perfect sense. One of the things... I love their stuff, Eisbrecher stuff. The first album, it's very industrial. The second album's a lot more metal, but you can still feel and hear the industrial roots. They still stay true to it. I love their music. I love their bass. They're really heavy bass, heavier than Rammstein, heavier than anything else I own as of yet. But one of the things that I found out about them that makes me love them even more is the first 5,000 copies of their debut album included a blank CD along with permission for purchasees to legally copy the music onto the blank. This was done as a protest to what the band felt was a criminalization of their fans.
Oh, wow.
That means they support what we do. They support because they want their music to get out there. And let's be realistic. Bands make their music via tour, not album sales.
That's the record labels. The record labels has the issues with the people when they don't make the bank and stuff like that.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So, I mean, they're out there saying, dude, listen to our music. We don't get listen to our music. You like our stuff? Awesome. Give a copy to your friends so that they can join in so that they can like us too.
And that's what a lot of Japanese bands feel that way too. Because you can download their music for free, no problem, on a lot of sites.
Most bands put out at least occasional singles from their newest album out for free to get people interested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, that's what I'm doing right here. I love this band, and I found out about this, and I love them even more. And I'm telling other people. One of the things I find is awesome is their debut entered at number 13 on the Deutschen Alternative Top 20 chart, while the group's second album, Antikörper, or Antibodies, reached the 85th position on the German main chart.
So the Alternative Top 20 is kind of like the Heat Seekers chart.
Exactly. It's not out of bad. Specifically alternative, their debut came in high.
It's not bad.
It made the list. That's saying something.
That
right
happened
there
with Derringray, because when they because their album Marrow of the Bone debuted at number one, the Heat Seekers. Their following album Ouroboros debuted at number 115 in the main Billboard.
Yeah,
but still was number one in the Heat Seekers and all the independent releases too.
They're actually a rather new group. They formed up in 2003. When Alex left Megahertz due to creative differences and got together with Noel Pix, who composed and synthesized a bunch of programs for Megahertz. The first album, Eisbrecher, actually came out in early 2004 with, as I said, the song also named Eisbrecher. It had a much more electronic sound than Antikörper, was released in October 2006, and then there's I'm sad to say I found out that they had a third album that I do not own,
but it will obtain.
Sunday, which is German for sin. So I jumped over to YouTube yesterday so that I could say something about it. I'm largely unimpressed, actually.
Really?
Again, I have Eisbrecher, I have Antikörper, I have a bunch of the singles that they did. I'm a big fan. I love their stuff. Their newest album, I would still get it. It's still got a bunch of good songs I like, but it's got like two or three songs I was completely and utterly unimpressed by. And unfortunately, when I was jumping around YouTube, I happened to stumble across them first, so I got really nervous listening to the rest of the album. But Alcohol is a really good song.
Cool. Yeah, oh, yeah. Is.
I'm waiting for... Yeah. They're now over in America. They signed with... jeez, I just had it. I'm sorry, folks. Metropolitan Records. And they've said... And there's supposed to be a new album coming out in 2010, which I'm also looking forward to.
Cool.
But it's so far a to be announced. They seem to be coming out with one every other year. So they've got three out, 2010 on mark number four, and
2012, then 2014.
Assuming they keep staying good, I'm going to stick with hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
But if they break up, I hope they break up when they're still good and they don't go down the hole and then fall apart.
Yeah.
I always prefer when a band goes out good than when
so it's like Sinatra. You know, way past his prime, can't sing anymore, and then finally ends it.
Yeah, no one noticed. So, the 2010 is still up in the air. It's still to be announced, so I don't have any information on that. But check out Eisbrecher, check out Antikörper, check out Sunde. They're all good albums. They've all got their highlights. They've all got, you know...
Their downfalls.
And if you're a fan of Rammstein, they are not Rammstein. They are Eisbrecher. There's a noticeable sound difference.
Mm-hmm.
I like them. If you like Rammstein, you might like them. If you don't like Rammstein, you still might like them. They are their own entity, just of the same subgenre.
And that's good. And
exactly.
That's good that they have it, because a lot of people assume that if it comes from Germany, it's going to sound like Rammstein, which it doesn't.
Most of it doesn't. Sure. I was stumbling, as I said, I've been stumbling across YouTube recently. I found out about another group.
Apocalyptica?
No. It's a German group.
Oh, it's a German group.
It's Die Apocalyptica Reiter, I believe. It's another German group. It's under the suggestions. If you start typing in D-I-E space A-P-O-L. You'll find it pretty easily. They're another good group. Check them out. Get some of their CDs. They're a heavy group that some of their stuff's speed, some of their stuff's just straight up heavy metal. Mm-hmm. It's a good group. Check them out. Again, German metal, not Rammstein. There's an entire world of not Rammstein stuff out there that's worth checking out.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard of the German singer Nina?
I don't know most of their names. So,
well, there's the
if it's a band name, no, I haven't. If
no,
it's a lead singer, I have no idea.
It's a female that's she kind of like, you know, kind of like a Britney Spears maybe version of
Britney Spears.
Well, actually, it was back in the 80s. She did the song 99 Balloons.
Oh, dude, I love her.
Oh,
not no Luftballons.
Yeah, so she did that one, but she's done a lot of new ones. And
yeah, I haven't heard anything other than that one song, which
she also did. She did a cover of Rammstein's Ein Lied.
Ooh, that should be interesting.
It's a really good version that they she did. So if you want to go and look that up on YouTube, it's up there. So
cool.
Check
what
did
you say your name was?
Nina. Like N-E-N-A.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, on October 11th, Bluonic and I are going to be checking out the band Them Crooked Vultures when they come to the House of Blues. For those of you who didn't read the first article I posted on our website, Them Crooked Vultures consists of Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age and Eagles of Death Metal, Dave Grohl from Nirvana and Foo Fighters, and John Paul Jones, the bassist for Led Zeppelin. However, I have to give, like, a bit of an for fuck's sake to Ticketmaster for when I had to order the tickets.
How much was the price by itself?
It was $47.50. But no, this is not why.
Now, what's the taxes?
$10. So it was like.
So we're going to be paying $57 for these fucking tickets?
Yeah, but that's not the old for fuck's sake.
Okay, keep going.
The presale was supposed to start at 10.
Yes.
It didn't come up until 11, and then the password for the presale wasn't working until 11:15.
Yeah, they usually pull that shit anyways.
And then I try to get the tickets first off. I was talking with my buddy Manny, who is part of this up-and-coming band from Boston called The Stampede.
Fuck yeah.
And
Manny, I need to have an interview with you at some point.
Yes, definitely.
Into the podcast.
But we were, like, talking about this. We were waiting. What the fuck's taking so long? It was like, I know. It's like fucking Christmas. But, you know, I first get two tickets because that's all you can get for he and I. And it was, okay, it's all set. I click the button. I get kicked off. Like, there's too much traffic. There's too much traffic on the internet. You got to refresh. It's like, ah! So I got to go back. Happens again. Happens a third time.
Yeah, that happens when 10,000 people are on the exact same web page at the same time.
I thought I was not going to get them, but luckily, fourth time was a charm. Two tickets, floor seats. We are going to have such a good fucking time at the show.
But don't leave the special, leaving the rest of us behind.
Well, we were going to offer, but we know that people are working or doing some other shit, so.
And you can only order two tickets to this concert.
So, yeah.
That's how much of, like, a
if you want to donate to that, no,
fucking Nazis.
No, yeah, right. You know, well, yeah, they are fascist bastards when it comes to tickets. Look at
Live Nation.
Live Nation was so fucked up on that shit, man. When we went to, you know, to the how much was those tickets?
Those were like $60.
$60, but they ended up being like 80, right?
No.
Something shit. Yeah, like that, but
Summer Jam tickets for the grass seats were expensive.
Shit.
How much?
$43, not including taxes, to stand in the grass. Yes, not even seats, you're standing.
No. That's why you bring a fucking blanket along. Oh, wait, this is a rap concert. Never mind.
Hey. Listen, nobody died.
I want you a blanket, motherfucker.
Fuck you.
Some dude was actually doing pat-downs, and I got.
He got too close to your junk, didn't he?
A little bit lower. A little bit lower. Lower.
Remove your hand before I have you arrested.
He did pat downs, right? I said that I went to the bathroom. I went to tie up my boot because it was loose. And do I realize I have my boot knife on?
Never found it.
Stupid asshole.
I forgot I still had it on my boot. He never found it, and he checked my boots.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Obviously, he didn't care too much.
You know what's weird was when we were at the for the Nine Inch Nails concert. there was this girl that was kind of fat, and she had, like, a dominatrix thing, and her breasts were almost, like, all the way out. And
hell yes!
She had was leather. I don't know. It was just not right.
Wait!
It wasn't right. As much as I like dominatrix shit,
where was this?
At a Nine Inch Nails concert.
Nine Inch Nails concert down in Mansfield.
Mansfield?
That's, same place that we will.
Yeah, it was at the Comcast Center.
How tall was she? And what color was her hair?
She wasn't it black hair and
black
about,
hair. She was.
She about as tall as me.
Yeah,
ooh. With the boots on.
Yeah, with the boots
ooh.
On. Kinky boots.
Why you might know this person?
Yeah, probably. Wouldn't be surprised.
Actually, there's actually a really good chance I do.
Oh, you fucking whore.
No. That'd be creepy if we talk about the same girl.
Oh, never mind, dude.
This isn't someone I've dated.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, you know what? Fuck that. Let's go into the movies now, please.
Hey, I want to talk about music.
No, you didn't. Okay, fine. What is your music that you want to talk about?
I was sitting on the train the other day.
And someone was hitting you with a hammer and a nice beast.
No. And you know what? I think when you're on a train, you should not be singing music when it's full of people. I don't care if you're a group of five-year-olds. Nobody cares about Old MacDonald.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm sitting there. I'm very peacefully talking.
Five-year-olds are the only ones who do not get smacked.
Old MacDonald.
No, like, I'm on the phone with my godson's mom and... This one Spanish lady comes in with all 19 of her kids.
Oh, my fucking head.
And they're all within, you know, 5 years of each other.
Oh, yeah. It's not because she's Spanish. It's more or less just because she has that many fucking kids.
Well, yes. I'm not saying Spanish. She just
we're not racist here. We just hate the fact that there's too many fucking kids. I'm all about
population. All right, children. Let's sing
this song. Population control.
Actually, I just have one comment. She was sexy as shit.
Oh
my god.
After 19?
That's why you use a condom, goddammit.
If she walked in there without any of those children, she would have been perfect.
Mm. What?
But she's like, well, why don't you kids keep yourself amused? And then they all look at each other. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, come on. Conductor, start texting and crash the train. It'll be less painful. And actually, that same night, a train derailed the government center. And I got stuck at state.
With tickets.
Oh, no.
Okay, good.
Well, I actually kind of did. So I went the smart way. I hailed a cab.
Oh.
I paid the $20 to get to work.
See, now that's why you gotta disable the doors and try to fucking open them and then push the little fuckers up. No. While the train's moving, before that shit happens, because you know what? No matter what, every time you tell me a fucking story, because that's how fucked up the MBTA is.
Yes.
Because you just go and say, oh yeah, another train derailed, or, you know, another fucking crashed into each other, or another one broke down. It's like, fuck, why do you even deal with it?
Yeah, but truthfully, I think the T owes me $20. Because, no, I go upstairs at Haymarket. Where they told us to go, right?
Okay.
They said that they were going to be sending buses. I asked the gentleman, how long is it going to be? He's like, oh, about an hour and a half. I needed to take a cab to work or else I was going to be late.
Exactly.
They should pay me now.
Yeah.
Dude, write them a complaint. You might actually get away with it. It's only $20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They might legitimately give you some kind of discount.
At least give me one of my monthly passes discounted.
Yeah.
I buy it every month.
Yeah.
But let's move on to games because I'm done complaining.
Gamer. Yeah, we're moving on to Gamer, the movie.
Yeah, but...
Movie, what? Then video games.
No, then after movie comes my sports. Oh, which
okay.
I get my O for fuck's sake because I have a good one.
Nice.
Okay, so basically the movie is called Gamer. It stars Gerard Butler. He is a death row inmate who is kind of like in this live action video game of sorts. And if he wins, he gets to go free. And his wife is like... kind of in like another video game of sorts.
She's in the live action version of Sims.
Yep. And it's all run by, I forget his character's name, but.
Psycho Bastard.
Yeah, Michael C. Hall.
Let's
from
just
Joe
Psycho
from
Bastard.
That the people that were acting as Sims were all tested because then that would be a lot of, like, you know. You're paid as an actor, but if you get the age or the
actually,
herpes,
I was thinking about
fucked.
That while we were watching. And I was like, shh.
I mean,
damn.
Come on. Look at the guy that they had, like, what was it? Like,
The rapist,
or whatever the fuck his name was, Johnny the Raper, or something like
that. Yeah,
dude. And he was fucked up. He had, like, a black eye and everything.
Yeah, he got punched.
But then,
because he was raping someone.
Yeah.
And
we
also,
saw that
yes,
happen.
Yes, yes. It also had Ludacris Bridges.
And you know what? I gotta say, Ludacris Bridges is a good actor.
He is a good
He's
actor.
He's one of those very few rappers who can actually go from rapping to acting.
And Ice-T.
Very well.
You know, very few guys.
Ice Cube could do a good job.
Ice Cube wasn't really a rapper.
Whatever.
He was hip-hop.
Huge
difference.
Hip-hop, rap, same shit to me, man.
It is the same shit to me, too.
No, it's a huge difference.
Whatever.
Can I make a side note on this movie that I'm sure most people don't care about? As far as the live-action Sims section goes, that part made me really happy. Because not only were there a bunch of topless chicks...
Woohoo! Boobies!
Titties! Woo!
There are also assless chicks.
What?
No, that's a taxi. That's Raymond.
No, it was a bunch of chicks with their ass hanging.
They were wearing booty shorts kind of shit, yeah.
If you're assless, you need to see a doctor.
Yes.
If your ass is exposed, you need to see me.
Whoa. They have to get by me first.
Aww. Hey, I'll give you half security.
Dude, listen. I got my degree in gynecological and to do mammograms. You could check for ass cancer, though.
Okay.
All right. Well, anyways.
That said, the part that really made me happy, now that we're back on track, was actually the sheer amount of underground subculture that was being portrayed.
Yeah.
Never in the foreground, but you saw it a lot in the background, in the way people were dressing, in some of the clubs, the stuff that was actually going on in the background. There was a lot of the BDSM subculture, which I think is friggin' awesome.
Fucking
because,
titillated about.
Well, it's because our culture suppressed... Keep playing with your nipples. It's because our culture suppresses and says that this stuff is wrong, which is why it's become such an underground thing. So to see it in a popular movie, even one that's rated R for, you know, the sheer amount of violence and shit, to see that on some level it is becoming accepted and, or at the very least, acknowledged.
Yes.
Yeah.
Makes me happy because I see it as a step in the right direction to the point where people don't have to be ashamed or embarrassed or worry about employers finding out about it.
It's no longer ill, that's gross. It's now, whatever floats your boat.
Exactly. Well, it's now, that's odd and exotic. I'm hoping it'll become, whatever floats your boat soon enough.
I think the worst fucking part was the whole setup with the fat blob dude.
Giant stacks of waffles in a bowl of maple syrup just struggling.
That was disgusting. Yeah, I'm sorry. That was gross.
But that would kind of teach these fucking kids a lesson, because the fact is
that's real.
Whenever you... Yeah, this shit happens every day where people pose as women and...
No, people pose as
women or
younger and 300 pounds lighter than they really are.
This dude was
but this was a dude.
Yeah, but
pose as a chick.
Yeah, I know.
Hitting on dudes.
But
he was so fat that he had to be in a wheelchair because he couldn't walk.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, and what I'm saying is, there are a lot of dudes...
Morbidly obese.
Yeah.
No, he's past morbidly. It's like if he ate another waffle, I thought he was going to die.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to explode like in Monty Python's The Meaning of Life.
Yes! Mr. Creatos!
I thought if he moved on...
Monsieur!
Come on, just one more little piece. Come on, one more?
Just
fuck off, I'm full.
It looks like he's going to
fuck off, I'm full. It's just a little wafer.
Bon appetit!
Fine, put it on my tongue. Bon appetit!
Boom. Actually, when they first showed him, I thought, they were filming a scene in a hot air balloon.
Oh, yeah.
But what I'm saying is, while there are on the internet there are a lot of men posing as women, there are also a lot of people, even of the same gender that they're posing as, claiming to be one thing or look one way or whatever, and something completely different.
Yeah. Mm. Well, this was putting it in the way of you could select the person that you wanted and then dress them up however the fuck you wanted. But they did a wicked good job on putting the character like through the whole fucking setup, where the person was like moving their hands and interacting with the computers to change the person into the clothes that they wanted the person to be in. But it was definitely done fucking... It was amazing.
Oh,
amazing.
God.
It was a good movie.
Oh, awesome. Hell yeah. I loved it.
I gave it like...
Out of 10.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
I give 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10 easily, because it's just... It's that
and the graphics. And you know what? First time I've seen a movie in a long time, the CGI was good.
I know!
Yeah.
I had no fucking complaints about the CGI.
And if you've ever watched this show... Listen to the show.
You know I bitch about CGI all the time. It's my number one complaint usually.
I would have to give it like a 9.6 out of 10.
What?
Well, okay. Before we
crucify
him. Why?
because it was a great movie, but it wasn't like an Inglourious Bastards type of thing. Or
I actually liked it more than Inglourious Bastards.
Really now?
Yeah.
Well,
it was more action, and the story plot came together better.
It was more action, better story plot, better, you know, all that crap. But on top of that, it was a social commentary.
Yeah.
Inglourious Bastards was, hey, what if the history had gone this way?
And truthfully, in Inglourious Bastards, it was two different things. You had, you know, Lieutenant Aldo, and then you had the girl.
Right.
They're both doing their own stories.
Yeah, it's pretty
good.
But
it kind of
got cheaply tied together.
This one, you knew exactly how it was coming together.
Well, yeah.
No, better yet, we knew exactly what the characters in play...
But I do also have to give...
We only knew what the characters in play knew or consciously remembered. There was a lot we didn't know that we found out.
I do also have to give, like, props for them doing, using Sammy Davis Jr.'s Under My Skin in that little dance segment. Doing it in an artistic way and not something like gross or perverted. Like,
yeah, that was actually really cool how they did that.
Exactly, because there's sometimes where people will take a song that's like an instant classic and will totally fuck it up and they'd be, why the fuck did they let them use
that song? The guy from Dexter, I can't remember his name. What is his name?
Michael C. Hall.
Michael C. Hall did just a fan fucking test.
I think he's like one of the best villains in a long time.
He's a guy who stayed underground for so long with his acting, and finally he's being recognized. Because a lot of people don't have cable, or haven't seen Dexter, or have never seen how well he acts.
I'm just curious, what Dexter are we talking about?
The show Dexter.
Not Dexter's Laboratory.
Okay.
We're talking about Dexter.
Dexter, America's favorite serial killer.
He plays, basically,
sounds awesome.
A forensic scientist for the police, but yet he's a serial killer that only kills people that should be dead.
Huh,
well,
nice.
Back to this movie, I want to say that I could definitely put in the input that this movie reminded me of three movies all together that I could think of the top of my head, which was Death Race.
Yes.
Not the old fucking shitty one, I'm talking about the new one with Jason Statham, not the Sylvester Stallone piece of shit one where they had, like, fucked up stupid Camaros and stuff.
Everyone just got caught by him.
Yeah.
Everyone!
Then the next one would be, the son of a bitch. He just made me, like, forget all
that's
of
that's a good movie. It's one of my favorites.
There was Crank.
Because this was written directed by the guys who did Crank.
Okay, and then the other one was The Running Man, because of the fact is it had the setup where it was just like that post-apocalyptic kind of setup where it's all fucked up and everybody loves watching people. Because they showed in the movie for the Gamer, like, all over the world. They were like, Baghdad, fucking everywhere. And they're like showing everybody just going, fuck yeah. Yeah, the whole slaughter fest was
that
crazy.
That said, again, I love it because it's a fucking social commentary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. If you could live vicariously through someone else and not have to worry about the ramifications.
Just like the Saturday coming up.
Yeah, exactly. I'm looking forward to that too, because that's both a social commentary and a WTF what if kind of thing going on sci-fi. But, I mean, think about it. If you could live vicariously through someone else, you could look however you wanted to look. You could do whatever you wanted to do. No ramifications befall upon you.
Nope.
And you don't, you know, have to feel the pain if you fall and get hurt, or if you get in a fight or something.
Well, that's more or less going to be led toward the movie with Bruce Willis with the surrogates. That's going to be kind of a setup there, too. But
right, but think about it. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
If you could live vicariously through someone else.
Well, that's pretty much what gaming is supposed to be going through, to the point where we're going to get to that point. These kids had like 360 degrees views of screens for them, so they could do all that other fucking crazy shit that they wanted to do.
Right,
instant messages were like live.
Everything was like a webcam.
Twin boobies!
Yeah, no,
dumpster.
But no, I definitely have to say the social
and I want a room like that, by the way.
Dude, I want an internet system like that.
Dude, I don't play video games or anything, but I want to.
Yeah.
Same.
But with the social commentary, the part where he's sitting there in the prison and everything like that, and he's sitting by himself, and John Leguizamo, like, pops up next to him, but he's watching one of the other guys that got injured, and he had, like, the whole leg set up, and he was on crutches and shit, and he was walking around. That was because he was that guy, the person that was controlling him, fucked him up. Like, he fell off something, or he had
or
to jump down on something, broke his legs
or
some
else.
Shit. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it was very fucking graphic in that sense. I have to say, I have to give him, like, everything on thumbs up on that shit, because they did a fucking fantastic job on that shit.
And, I mean, just think about it. Where do we draw the line?
Yeah.
Is it okay to use death row inmates as icons in video games because they're going to die anyways? Or do we give them a comparably quick and comparably painless death?
I don't know.
I think it would depend on the sort, the reason why they're
they would have though. To. They would have to put a class like a, like let's put like A through D or something like that. D being your fucking worst and A being your least like you know worst.
Like literally, if I could actually sit there and play, you know, as Ted Bundy,
yeah, that or John Wayne Gacy or something, or maybe even a child rapist.
Wait, wait, wait,
I'd fucking take that off.
Wait,
but,
I got
the
no, no. You see, I would
play Osama bin Laden.
Wait, we gotta speak one at a time, man.
I would play as bin Laden.
Okay. If I could say something now.
Go ahead.
On your level of, you know, we got to get levels, but then the next line is, what happens when they die? They have to be replaced somehow, or else the game system's going to tank.
Well,
at what point...
We hold the most criminals on the planet.
Okay. Eventually, people me are going to get them killed. I'm not good at gaming.
Yeah, but that's why you get, you know, all your death row inmates from around the world.
Well,
but,
think about it. Death rays.
Yeah.
I remember you talking about this when we were in the...
The GameStop.
GameStop. They were busting people, they were framing people or whatever.
Yeah, they framed...
So that they could continue to fill the races because people were dying.
Yeah, but let's put it this way. Now, if we were to take this into real context, if the gamer... was in a real setup like this, I think what they would do is officially put these people into, like, a Counter-Strike setup where they would have it so that they could fake, you know, doing the actual game setup, and then finally when they get good enough, then they could take on a real person. They'd have to work their way up to get to a real person, not because that kid that was playing as the main character, that took a lot of fucking, you know, he was a good gamer altogether just to be controlling the main character, but also I have to say that
not to mention the main character was a soldier.
He was a soldier, so he made him even better.
Think about it. He hears someone coming up. Turn me around.
Yeah, he's just like he's sitting there telling them to turn him around. But what it was is the person that was controlling him, they couldn't contact with each other. He couldn't hear what was going on with him. Besides, you know, maybe what was going on with the explosions and shit. The kid that was controlling him saw the guy in the mirror, like from the glass, and he turned and took him out that way instead of like. You know, but half the time, like, the guy was like, damn it, just cut me loose and I'll fucking take them all on or some shit.
But the ping is slowing him down.
Yes, yeah.
Is the time delay between the controller initialing the order and the icon executing it.
Well,
involuntarily.
I did see something that made me really laugh and involved urine and a ball of vodka.
Oh,
we're
God.
We're not going to puking.
No.
We're going to puke up the vodka.
Yeah.
We're not going to ruin it for the people who are going to see it.
It's going to be fucking awesome. Don't question the alcoholism until you see it all the way through and understand it.
Yeah.
This guy has a disturbing amount of forethought.
Yeah, so.
Yep.
But all together, just a fucking...
It's a great movie.
Great movie.
And speaking of movies, I am really excited to announce that October 30th, Crossings 2 will hit theaters. Go to YouTube. They just released the trailer.
It looks good.
It looks friggin' amazing.
It looks really good. This looks like it's not going to be a disappointment at all.
Way to understate the epicness.
They brought back both McManus brothers and Billy Collins back playing their father. It's got Clifton Collins Jr. in it, looking like a moron, as usual.
Peter Fonda is in it. Motherfucking Easy Rider.
Hot Chick is in it.
Ooh, yeah.
So, no, Willem Dafoe isn't in it. Maybe he might have a small cameo. Who knows?
Who?
Maybe a flashback?
A homophobic gay cop?
I checked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I looked at IMDb. He's not in it at all. No.
His incredibly hot protege is in here.
If there was one, but...
Mm-hmm. But anyway, we're very certain about that. And next week we're going to go see Nye.
Yes!
Yeah.
Oh my god! Yes! Yes, that is coming out soon, isn't it?
I want to go see 10.
Well, too bad. That's coming out 10-10-0-10.
Oh. 10, so 10, anyways, 10. The one that I'm thinking about is the new Mike Judge.
Extract,
baby.
Yeah. That looks pretty good. I'd like to see that if we'd have to split up the movies or whatever.
No, I haven't seen the commercials.
But yeah, we'll definitely have to check those movies out.
Because our good friend Lorraine has said that she wanted to join us for 9, so maybe she might be on the show next week.
Yeah, so we can take her in too. So that'd be good. And we can, we're trying to, and also if you have any suggestions for movies that you want us to see before you go and see it and waste your money, just like Halloween 2,
Don't see Halloween 2 unless you want.
Yeah, that was the worst fucking thing because my friend, a couple of my friends,
was good and the actresses were good
and the songs were good. That was it.
I thought after seeing the movie, I felt like I could just put my balls on a vice grip and it would have been more enjoyable.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Anyways,
well, you might have enjoyed that.
Well, anyways, no, I had a couple of friends on Facebook go, "Oh yeah, I just saw Halloween 2 and it was hot trash." So it was absolutely crap. So more or less, I felt bad because the fact is I've been telling everybody about the show, and of course they didn't get to listen, and they didn't understand the fact that movie sucked the balls.
Big time.
So yeah.
So now we're making it really clear.
We're gonna try to
Halloween 2 sucked.
And also, we're trying to make it really clear that we're trying to get you guys the good fucking movies, and you know we're not gonna
we're not paid to
fucking say yeah this movie is the shit.
In fact, we're paying to see these movies.
Every movie we see comes out of our own pocket.
We have no funds. There is no one supporting this podcast other than ourselves.
We are pretty much self... What?
We're self-promoting.
We're self-promoting.
With help from Pain of Lasers and Ninja Sister from the Electric Sister. Right.
I gotta tell them the truth.
Okay.
To pay for the last 2 weeks, we've all had to become prostitutes.
Yes.
What do you mean become? I just had to look for more localized work.
Well, I'm sorry, you know, I couldn't afford the plane ticket to go to China this month.
Well, you know, I pull in a lot of money there.
Yeah, me too, but when you can't afford the flight...
I know, it's kind of annoying. Well, we could have always...
First girl I went to wound up being a cop.
You guys need to go down to Thailand. They call it Bangkok for a reason.
No, they prefer to punch you there.
Yeah, that's a different kind of bang.
Yeah, I do.
It's less enjoyable.
Anyway, oh wait, so they bang your cock like they did in Inglourious Bastards?
Oh.
That's a low blow that I do not appreciate.
I'd rather take a baseball bat to the skull.
Yeah. That said, as I was about to say, we are here to help you.
Yeah.
We can only help you if you talk to us.
Or comment on our fucking page. We've only had one or two comments, really.
That's
and just today, we had like a bunch of people spamming it. That was because...
Yeah. Like, I think I've commented on our website more than our viewers in total have.
I mean, actually...
Which is a big problem.
This whole Tiger Woods video we did, only got one comment. Come on.
So, yeah, we're waiting for that. And I think I only got 60 views on YouTube.
Yeah.
And, well, we've gotten a bunch of people on our actual website to check it out, but we haven't gotten much feedback.
No feedback.
I'm going to show some love to the guy that actually commented the video. John, thanks for...
Thank you,
John. Love.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I know for a fact that 3 or 4 of my friends are out there listening to these. Knuckleheads, give me feedback, even if it's only over AIM. Tell me what you want to hear us talk about.
Yes, you know, give us feedback. McDonald's does not count as feedback. Because nobody wants that food.
Oh, God, no.
Because without your feedback, we're not really going to know what our listenership is and what you guys want to hear.
Without
us what you like in our show. If you don't like something, tell us.
Yeah.
You know, we can change
it. If you want to hear a segment added, tell us. If you think we spend too much time on a segment, tell us. Without your feedback, we're talking to a computer. It's kind of lame.
And it doesn't look good. It doesn't have boobies, it doesn't have an ass, it doesn't have a vajayjay.
No vajayjay.
Why was that Australian?
I don't know, don't ask questions.
I mean, it has a hard drive, but...
Hey!
It's not good anyway.
Let's move on to Anvil's special segment.
Sports! I'm going to walk away now.
Sit, or I'll break your legs. Excuse me, let's break his legs.
I just farted.
Okay.
Oh.
Hey, you're supposed to fart at the end of sports when I get some of my old for fuck's sake.
Does that make Anvil a fart knocker?
Yep.
Oh.
I hit somebody, they fart.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. No, okay. I farted in defense.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, and I was about to sit down, and you kicked me.
Speaking of
shit.
All
right. Top of the theory. Just keep going.
All right. Well, speaking of shit, the Red Sox played like shit last night.
Mm-hmm.
We lost. That's all I'm gonna say.
Speaking of shit, I gotta go to the bathroom. No, I'm just kidding.
Yankees lost last night, too.
Woohoo!
Roy Halladay threw a one-hitter. He had some little
Ree-ree?
Yeah, that's it. Some Ree-ree, dude. He went through some defensive swing, and the ball got over the first baseman's head. That was the only hit that he gave up. Unfortunately, Texas did beat the Orioles.
Damn it.
So we've only got a 2-game lead.
Son of a bitch!
Shit!
Shane, get your ass back in here!
Orioles have to be a fucking bunch of sons of bitches.
Yes.
Cal Ripken.
I know.
Keep going.
So, this week, we saw the last Patriots preseason before the regular season.
Now,
dude, I sat there the first like part of the game, and I was just like, "This blows. This fucked up." And then I changed the channel, and miraculously, something happened. So I got to stop watching.
Basically, what they did was the Patriots took all the guys who were trying to make roster and threw them out there. The Giants said, "Well, we need a victory. Let's throw our starting offense out." It's worth 21 quick points. The second they took Eli Manning out in the starting offense, Patriots with the new Hoyer kid that we just drafted came back. Hoyer threw a nice touchdown pass. Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, a running back fighting for spots, scored 3 touchdowns. So I guess he should have a spot. Mm. Today is final cutdown. So by tonight, we will have the 53-man roster.
Well, nice. I did get a message on the thing, but keep going. I'll look it up because I got there's a good amount of people that got kicked out already.
Yes, today is kickout day. We did kick out Andrew Walters, the other backup quarterback. So now we only have 2, so we technically need a...
All right, I got this list going on. Patriots release LB linebacker Vinny Sir. I can't even say his fucking name here. You read it.
All right, we released Vinny Sir.
Yeah, exactly.
Cerusi? Wide receiver Robert Ortiz. Wow, I thought he'd be there.
Yeah.
Safety Roderick Rogers. D lineman Stephen Williams. And guard Billy Yates? Wow, he's been with us a couple of years. I'm surprised. But we will see a lot more disappear from that list.
Yeah, and then I got the Andrew Walker one. He's fucking gone.
Yeah, oh, well. Thank God. He sucked. He played for the Raiders. He was like the 9th string quarterback.
Oh, shit.
Yes, teams have 9th string quarterbacks when your team sucks like as bad as the Raiders. He stayed at home every week.
Because people keep getting injured because their line fucking sucks.
Line? Every part of the team sucks. I mean, they don't suck as bad as the Lions.
No, what I'm saying is the offensive line for the Raiders sucks so bad that they actually let guys go by and they crush the quarterback, and that's why there's the 9th string, because they went through that many fuckers to get to him.
I don't want to break a fingernail.
Yeah. Do you want... Last year when I was watching the Raiders play, I thought I was watching a porno because their offensive line sucked so bad.
How bad did it suck?
Oh, well, shades. You know that porno when you have 3 women and 1 dude and they all keep on sucking on some part of the dude?
I don't remember that porno. I remember that night, but not that
porno. Okay, just picture that night as that video.
As in... Basically, he fell asleep to a porno and thought it was him.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
dude, you're not black. I'm sorry.
Oh!
Where you break my fantasy.
All right. Nothing else happened other than college football has started. And that's leading into my, oh, for fuck's sake.
Zip.
All right.
There you go. That's your oh, for fuck's sake right there.
No, so...
no, this is intro.
Oh, okay.
The Oregon Ducks played... The Boise State Broncos. At Boise State, which has the coolest field in all of football because it's blue.
So, Blue-onic likes.
Basically, Blue-onic was flying by and was jerking off in an airplane, flushed the toilet, and let it squirt out and land on the field. Boom.
Oh, so that's what happened to that one. Sorry! I'm so sorry!
God damn it, Manhattan!
See?
Okay.
Talk about a blue field. Blue seeds. Blue field.
Yeah.
All right. So, everybody expected Oregon to win. Boise State beats them. Well, their defensive end was jumping around all happy, tapped one of the players.
Shut up.
Tapped, like, you know, running back for the Ducks, like Garrett. Crap. I feel his last name again.
Well, anyways, he's a douchebag. Yes.
Hoyle. It's like Hoyle or something. Tapped him on the shoulder. He turns towards his coach. This running back hauls up and decks him across the face. He falls over. He gets up really angry. He's being pulled away by his own coaches. And police. While fans were booing him and everything, he attacks the fans, knocks over a cop.
Dumbass.
Whoops.
He eventually gets dragged away by 4 cops and
trained and security, and then also finally to the point where the rest of the team takes him into the locker room.
Basically. It was announced yesterday by Oregon that before NCAA or anybody could take action, they were suspending him for the entire year. Wow. His entire senior season is lost. Last year, he had 17 rushing touchdowns, rushed for 1,002 yards. He was expected to go very high in this year's draft. The head of the NFL scouts said most likely he won't get drafted because teams won't want to do it.
Yeah, especially at the end of that video that he showed.
There goes his college tuition, too!
He's like, motherfucker, put your shit away, learn whatever else you can in college, because you're not going to get fucking picked up.
I'm actually going to see if me and Blue can get the picture, the video of him fighting up on our website.
Yeah, we'll do the article on that one, yeah, definitely.
For fuck's sake, truthfully, you're a role model to kids.
Behave.
I mean, how much of a point were you lose? Don't go and hit another player.
It's not his fault you didn't win.
Yeah, especially you don't really go up and be like, all right, you could shake some of his hand and be like, you know what, good game, you tried your best. You don't go and fucking go, hey man, good try, and slam on it, because you're going to run into that kind of douchebag.
Yeah, but truthfully, he was jumping around, he patted him on the shoulder, because I know I do it all the time. A lot of us say, pat him on the shoulder.
Good game.
Yeah, you didn't have to say anything, because, even us teammates, the pat on the shoulder, you did something right. Because, this kid had a good game. Last season...
basically getting complimented and punched someone for it.
Do you know what the sad part was? They showed the rest... I was looking at the rest of Oregon's running backs. All five of the other guys combined only had as many carries last year as this guy had in two games. Yes.
Really?
Yeah. So it's like, this school is now screwed. Yeah. Oregon was supposed to do really good.
Their dude fucked up.
Yeah, he really fucked up.
And I hope his teammates let him know how fucking much he's let them down.
Exactly.
Well, at least the kid he punched out, nobody had to walk up to him. You just got knocked the fuck out!
He got hit, went down because of the sucker punch, jumped right back up.
I thought he was going to go right after him. But.
Like, it wasn't one of those, you got knocked out. It was, he's standing, not looking, he's hitting the jaw, his body's not even, prepared for a hit.
Defensive.
He didn't have a glass jaw.
I know.
So.
Maybe you should think about boxing.
Yeah, maybe.
He was a good sized defensive end, but I mean, college ball, me and a couple guys were talking about big upsets, and one of my co-workers, I think he's the stupidest person in human history.
Oh yeah, that one.
Because he's saying Florida, who's ranked number one in the country, is going to lose to some no-name school. Well,
I
looked at the spread this morning. Now, this team has to go to Florida, right? I'm not going to embarrass the school by mentioning their name. But the spread has them losing by 10 touchdowns.
Wow.
70-point differential.
Now, if it reverses the other way, we're going to have to we're going to have to break your balls next week.
Hey,
big time. I might actually pay attention to this game just in case.
So is it Florida Gators or?
Florida Gators.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
And you know what?
Where Gatorade originated from.
I'm saying it right here in front of everybody. Florida's going to win. It's a guarantee.
Put your money on it.
Tee-hee. Well, everybody's putting their money on it.
No, they won't.
That's why you play the spread and go for the other team.
Oh, okay.
Because come on. 10 touchdown win.
Ouchies.
I know. Ow. Anything under 10, come on. You just want money. Listen to the anvil. Granted, by the time this podcast gets put up, the game's already over. And you will have those morons that will go out like, I want them, and then it's like, dude, different team, man, different team. So now, take my advice. Don't do it, man, don't do it! And there is one more thing I just want to bring up. Former Patriot running back Stevens was killed this week in a car accident. Jeez. He was Rookie of the Year in 1988. Really good player. He was, a single car accident. He was driving through Louisiana. He was going too fast. Overcorrected, down in the embankment, hit a tree.
Yeah.
So,
that shit happens. That's like the fucking boat capsizing on those motherfuckers that were football players. So it shit happens.
And, we do have to mention about Teddy Bruschi, too.
Yeah.
Thank you. You just got to my next part.
We talked about this on No Borders, No Race, but go ahead.
We didn't expect it would happen this quickly,
Yes. As of this week, number 54, Teddy Bruschi, has retired as a player from the NFL after a good career, but now he's back with the New England Patriots. No, everybody wait. He didn't pull a Brett Favre. He's still retired. He's coming in as a defensive coordinator.
I think he's going to be really good at this because he knows these players. He knows how they work.
And truthfully, though, this is what he's been doing for a couple of years now. He's 36 years old. Greg, he was playing, but he's still teaching the guys how to play the position better than the coach.
He is I remember reading an article on him. He's the one that fires everybody up in the in the locker room.
He's the heart of the team.
Because he's going to be still in the, he's going to be still able to do the locker room.
He's been the heart and soul of this team for a long time. he's seen many uniform changes from the old throwback Reds with Pat Patriot to the ugly blue ones that, you know,
weren't that great.
Ugly blue. Yeah.
That Drew Bledsoe loved to the great jerseys we wear now.
Mm-hmm. So more or less with that, it's yeah, he was the one who was son of a bitch. I'm going to
stop making so much noise, Shades.
You dead.
Take your aluminum foil clock and go in the other room.
That's not right. He's jerking off again. All right. Well, anyways, but he was more or less the worst.
Oh my God, he squirted out caramel sauce.
So he's the son of a bitch. He's the war cry, pretty much, for, you know, everybody when they're out in the field to fucking go in there and kick it more ass. So.
Yo, he's the William Wallace
madness,
of Patriots.
This is Patriots.
Listen, he is the William Wallace of the Patriots.
Woo!
He leads them into battle with his cry, wearing his kilt, and when he runs onto the field, he lifts it up so everybody can see his dingaling.
Everybody goes, and then while they're doing that, he stabs him.
He pulls out a Scottish jerk and stabs him in the eyeball.
No, it's good defense. Because, intercepted! Touchdown!
I don't know if you really have to set the ball while holding your kilt up.
No, he's standing on the sidelines. Oh! Yoink!
That's not even funny
now.
If you can watch it.
I'm sorry. Actually, he does look better than Evan Anderson. At least he knew how to stiff arm properly.
Oh!
Evan Anderson put his hand up in the air. Whee! Hit my hip.
I'm embarrassed.
Wow. Anyways, let's move on to the next fucking subject.
Oh, hey, by the way, way to fail. After giving me crap last week when I didn't say anything, way to fail.
I didn't say anything else, so what does it matter?
Hey, Logan, why don't you go curl up in a closet?
What? You just epic failed.
What?
You want
to curl up in a closet? Hulk Hogan, man! Hulk Hogan! We're not done with sports yet!
No, okay.
Hey,
why does Hulk Hogan do now?
What, you didn't hear the whole divorce thing and he brought his girlfriend to the courthouse?
No.
Yeah, he went the whole divorce proceedings and he brought his girlfriend to the courthouse. She was seen sitting next to his daughter.
Is his kid still in jail?
Yeah, his son's still in jail.
Stupid fuck.
But his new girlfriend and his daughter were sitting next to each other, they look almost alike.
So basically he's sleeping with someone who reminds him of his daughter.
He might mistake his daughter and kiss her and go, oh, sorry, hon.
No.
I didn't mean to use that much tongue. I'm sorry, daughter.
The one dating doesn't have as big of a manly jaw.
Oh, okay.
His daughter has his jaw.
That's fucking creepy.
Well, anyways, back to the main thing.
Let's talk
Done
about
insulting video. Each other.
Let's talk about some video games. And what have you gotten under your sleep, Lonic?
Fucking absolutely nothing, actually. I was checking out the Xbox Live game demos, and absolute crap. They have not put anything up. Well, except for Star Wars Jedi Clone fucking Wars bullshit again. I was just like, what the fuck are they thinking? Why were they putting this up? There's so many good games that are going to be coming out soon that, you know, there's got to be demos for them. But, I don't know, I think somebody's fucking around here, but more or less, I wasn't able to really play all that much this week because the fact is, I just started college again. But, I did start this morning, just so I could actually say something about the game, was Resident Evil 5. Thank you, Panda, yet again, for lending me games. I kicked the shit out of Prototype, and I'm going to try to kick the shit out of this game. And then once I get kicked the shit out of this game, I'll get you that back, and then I'll buy the game, so then we both can play it together. Alright, anyways, on that, on what I was talking about, playing this game when I started out, it's just, I've played maybe one or two Resident Evils. I haven't beat them. I seriously have to say that I've never really gone through, like, any of the actual whole setups.
Resident Evil books are good.
Okay, well then the Resident Evil series or anything like that. I played, like, Code Veronica, and at one point when I was younger, it was at that point when I was really young, so I didn't understand what the fuck's going on, and zombies popped through the fucking wall, and I went, ah! And then I fucking put the game away, and I was done. But more or less in that sense, this game is pretty weird. It's set up in Africa. I might be missing some stuff because of the other guys, because it seems like there's this one character that's continuous. I believe his name's Irving, mm-hmm. or something like that. And he's a crazed asshole, and more or less he brought the fucking T-virus to Africa. And it's a different form, actually, and the zombies actually move different, and... it's kind of in a racist kind of way that they had to bring it to Africa. I remember, like, the fourth one was supposed to be, like, Spain or somewhere around there. And it's like, wow, you went from Spain, you know, to Africa. It's like, what's next? You know, they're gonna, you know... Have they done Russia or anything like that?
Not yet.
I think Russia or China's next. I definitely could give you that one. Actually, I would hate to say this, but Japan maybe? I mean, come on, you saw it in the Resident Evil movie on the third one.
Right.
So there's got to be some kind of shit going on.
Because the previous ones all took place in America, so...
Yeah. But more or less, I have to say that I'm not going to give a rating because the fact is it's too soon. But I do have to say something about how they set up the shooting or how they actually put up the viewing. I do not like how the viewing is. It's like if you're stuck on this one view that you can only see right over their right shoulder. And it's just not my style. I like third-person shooters here and there, but if you control the camera a little bit more, like a 360-degree... But I think that's just because I'm not used to the Resident Evil setup. I remember how the old setups were, where like you were like in a stationary camera and you had to move the character around the room and everything like that, and that kind of got annoying too. But I think this is probably... It's a great game. The graphics are fucking sexy as hell. I love the fucking graphics. Mm.
I tried a demo too, and I thought it was really fun. But
yeah, and then I finally figured out how to reload the motherfucker, seeing that I had ammo and stuff. I had an issue with that a little bit too, because the controls are definitely different, and they've doubled up on a lot of the buttons and stuff, and or even tripled or quadrupled up on the buttons. So, like, saying if you have to reload, you have to use, like, the A button, and your A button's a running button, but you have to hold down the left trigger. Oh, I'm sorry, it's just going to get fucking confusing. But more or less, altogether, great game. But... I'm going to be working on it as much as I possibly can and try to get it done and back to Panda as soon as possible. Because I don't think I have rental fees yet. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, what games are you playing? Because I don't get shit. I'm sorry. I'm just sorry.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. Along.
I need to get lead. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I just bought Super Smash Bros. Brawl, and yes, it's been out for 3 years, but I just bought it because I realized it's not going to come down in price anytime soon.
Yeah, that's another thing I have to say for no for fuck's sake. Afterwards, go ahead.
Well, like, all the original characters are in the game, and there's some new characters, and what's good about the new characters is there's none of them that are, like, clone characters. Like, they're, like, it's a character from the same game, but they have the same moves as, like, the other character. There's none of that. All the characters have different moves.
Okay, so all the characters have, their same thing. It's not like Mortal Kombat where you have to press the same buttons and they do the same fucking kicks or
exactly.
Punches or anything like that. Okay, yeah.
Right. And then adding third-party characters was also a really good step, especially having Solid Snake from the Metal Gear Solid.
Fuck yeah.
And then having Sonic the Hedgehog, even though Sonic really hasn't had a good game since 2000.
Yeah, well, I mean, I played one of the demos for the Sonic the Hedgehog games, and it was all right. It was kind of confusing because it had, yeah, it was a 3D aspect, and sometimes it was from behind view or third-person view, or it was the far-out fucking view, like from the side, but go ahead.
And what's cool, too, is, like, there's different worlds for all the different characters. There's like
the worlds were awesome, yeah.
But what's awesome, too, about the worlds is that some of them, like Wario's world, there are mini-games. Like, you have to do, like, the WarioWare thing.
Yeah.
Where, like, you have to do a specific thing while this mini-game happens. And if you don't do the specific thing, you get, you lose life. Or no, you don't lose your life. You lose, energy.
Energy, yeah. Like, I liked when I was watching you play it the other day when you were... what was it? There was that one level that was on the Donkey Kong level.
Yeah.
You were going up, and you had to keep going up, otherwise you were going to lose energy. But yeah, I mean, they did a great job with that. The graphics actually look fucking halfway decent. But
yeah.
I have to say one thing that was really kind of pissing me off was when you were trying to play people against on the internet.
I got that to work, though.
Okay, so you finally got that to work?
Yep.
Okay.
It works pretty well. Pretty well. And yeah, the adventure mode thing is really cool. It's better than the original or adventure mode in Melee because there's like an actual storyline to the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like there are characters being kidnapped and turned to stone and you gotta go off and save them. But it's really cool how it happens because you get to go through like basically like the history of Nintendo and even a bit of the history of Metal Gear and Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh yeah, that sounds great.
And the music and the music for the game, there's over 300 orchestral songs made for the game. They're epic sounding, they're well produced, it sounds like something that you would pay $100 to sit in a symphony hall
or a crowded room.
And listen to it.
Yes. Yeah, they did a great job with that. Mm-hmm. Didn't they even bring back some of the old 8-bit music? Yeah.
That was cool too. Now you can also play the game with your GameCube controller. But it's not really necessary. You can play it with the Wiimote, But it might be just a little bit of an adjustment during your first couple of plays.
Yeah, but if you're going to complain about it, fucking cry about it, you bunch of bitches. Mm-hmm. So,
for Grant, I have to give it 9.5 out of 10. Because, you know, there were a couple things here and there I wish they would have added to the game.
Or, you know, sometimes there's little issues or some kind of flaw or some
sort. Right, especially like you said with the online thing.
Yeah.
And for me, it's a fantastic battle game for everybody to enjoy.
Great.
Now, you were talking about something that you were complaining about with pricing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, this is another oh for fuck's sake. But more or less, it's along the lines that there are these games that have been out for fucking ever. And let's, you know what, why don't we take an example like Gears of War or Halo 3 or some shit like that. I think Call of Duty 4. Call of Duty 4 is probably one of the longest ones next to Halo 3 or some shit like that. That has actually been sitting on the shelf, and it's still over either $40 to $50. And
62.
Also 62. Depending on where you're buying it, some of these places just keep it up to that that margin because it's played fucking daily, and it's all like if you go and check on other people's lists and shit like that, like it keeps the list of how many of what games you played in a row or some shit. Sometimes if you're on Xbox. So you can see what your friends have been playing. Usually, 9 times out of 10, if they have Gears of War, that game has been played a bunch of shit, or a shitload of times on that setup, or, you know, certain, like, Call of Duty World at War, or Call of Duty 4.
Or and Modern Warfare.
Yeah, well, Call of Duty 4 is Modern Warfare.
It is?
But, yeah, okay. Modern Warfare 2 is supposed to be coming out, and I shit you not, that's probably going to be one of those ones that's going to be the same thing. Fucking 2 years, 3 years from now, that game is still going to be a shitload of money, and I bet just around that time from now, I want to give you the idea around 2012 that there will be definitely new systems coming out by that time, because it seems that's what's the pattern been. It's been every 3 to 4 years. Maybe a little bit longer because of the fact that a lot of the systems came out like 2004 to 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's probably going to be around that. It's been kind of working like if you remember, like PS1 came out and then PS2 came out, so did the Xbox. And then
so did GameCube.
Well, yeah, GameCube, but I don't always follow the Nintendo fucking setup, but it was more or less that's where like the gaming wars came out of the, you know, the whole setup. So you had to see it from that point of view. Next to that, it's one of those things where, like, I want to go to buy the new Red Faction, and it's been at least almost a year since the game came out, or maybe a little bit less than that, but I wanted to buy this fucking game, and it's still, like, $60, and I can't find it anywhere used that's cheaper than that, except maybe Amazon for, like, under $30 if I'm lucky. But I just lately don't have the money to fucking buy this game, so this is why we're, like, we need people to check out our website. We need people to comment. We need to get noticed for the fact that we can get games and play them and tell you before the fact that you go out and spend your fucking hard-earned cash to buy these games and then maybe, you know, fuck yourself on that whole setup because you just spent $60 and you beat the game in under, like, 3 hours or 4 hours. I usually get pissed off if it's under five. But, like, the prototype, when I got to play that, I was fucking happy with it because it took me a long time to beat it, but there was also annoying parts. But, good fucking games. But, definitely, if you just want to keep out of that whole clusterfuck of having to put down money, I would suggest Gamefly. Or any of those other places that will actually rent out.
Going to a Blockbuster store and rented that way.
That or you know, I think Netflix is going to be trying to work on something new like that as well, from my understanding. But, anyways... what's the next?
I think, well, you know, we've kind of ran a lot out of time, really.
Yeah.
We've talked a lot.
I don't want to open this door. I'm scared.
Shades! Anvil!
Stop blowing each other! Hey, dude, I'm sorry. Your ex-girlfriend came over.
Oh, okay.
We're having fun.
Yeah, we're just wrapping.
Yes, I am a slut. Get used to it.
I'm just a whore.
Yes, you are.
I don't ask for money.
Okay, well, anyways. We're going to close up.
Horse get paid, too.
Because we kind of ran out of time.
You did?
Yes.
Who loses track of time?
Okay, I'm curious.
The man with the watch.
Yeah, I'm actually curious where the time restraint came from.
Ninja Sista.
Huh. Okay. Well, because... I've been talking, and this is our baby. We can technically do whatever we want with it at this point.
Well, I mean,
at least once we're in control of uploading it, we can.
Right. you know.
Well, we got to keep people in the, you know, attention span.
Yeah, because if it's over, like...
Why? They're not talking to us, so for all I care, they're not listening.
No.
Oh.
Ooh. Shays is annoyed with you all. I am pouting angrily.
I'll punch Shays to you now.
Oh! That looked like it
shit.
Hurt.
Sorry, that was an accident.
Anyway, like I said, if you want to give us some feedback, write on our website at bostonbastardbrigade.com or
email us
at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com
or use our names except for Shades here. He needs
Black Flame.
It's my last name, Black Flame.
And please also check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at electricsisterhood.com or the short address at esh.mobi.
Or don't forget our MySpace and Facebook. Yo, we have a lot of good groups. You
we've
know,
almost reached stuff. 300 people on Facebook. MySpace, and then Facebook, we've got 132 now.
Yeah.
And you are
34 people since 34. Two days ago.
I have to give a shout out to our friends Guamba over in Oregon. Good, you know, can't
good
let you
shit.
Come over.
We can't stop listening to the song Crackpipe and a couple other ones.
And there's a band that's very disappointing to me right now. That's Elabris.
They haven't got back to us yet, and we're gonna fucking ream them if they don't fucking send us the music.
They said, you know, they have a thing up saying if you want a CD, if you do reviews, you know, we'll send it to you. I asked them how, they haven't answered me in 3 days. So come on, we want to, you know, review your music. Get a hold of us.
We want to get your name out there. Give us something to work with here.
Yep.
Give us something to talk about.
Where's that broken bottle? Where's the?
Hey, listen. You broke my Jack bottle, thank God it was empty. I'm sorry, I'm drunk.
Okay, well, anyways.
Go drink in a car.
Enough with this alcohol talk. Remember, 21 plus, be smart.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't drink and drive under any circumstances, regardless of your age.
Yeah.
Or else I'll come stomp your balls with my boots.
Or else I'm going to make fun of you when they do a PSA about you.
Ooh, okay.
I'll just kick you repeatedly till you wish you were dead.
Okay, I guess this is it.
Until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
Blue Onyx.
Shades Black Flame.
Anvil.
Sayonara.
Everyone said bye too.
You bastard.
You fucker.
You had to fart in front of the AC.
Dude. A match. So much cooler.
This is the Boston Bastard Brigade. Just, my fucking head. Cut me off.
We cast. Send help.
Masks. And we are bastards.
And the fire shark, motherfuckers.
We want pussy, we want titties, put it all right in my face.